Pick a tongue with it. Well, testing, I am going. Hello.
Yeah, level.
Podcastington.
She shore ships on the sail, just sailing on the shores.
Yes.
I think I thought it.
Brrrr. Warmed up.
Right, I'm ready.
Right.
Okay, do your intro, Seth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Paul Fax Diary Podcast.
You need to do more than that, Cecil.
Is it, Paul?
Huh.
No.
Give us the roundup of what happened last week, month.
Right. Well, Paul fell in love with a lady called Toby.
No, Toby or not Toby.
They met at Margaret's flats.
Yeah.
And Paul instantly fell in love with her, didn't you?
Yeah, did.
And, last week, Paul was going to declare his love for this to-be lady, but he got embarrassed as he fell through the door and there was someone hidden in the bathroom of Toby's flat, but it wasn't Toby.
Who was it?
Who was it?
No.
What were they doing?
No.
And why?
No.
All these will be answered in the next 10 minutes.
No.
Not a very long podcast, is it, Paul? Because
no.
This month's diary's not got very much entries.
No.
Why?
Well, when I was writing it, Cecil, June 2003, obviously, I was very upset about what happens. Well, you'll find out, won't you, when you read it, or when I read it, rather, when we read it. So let's just get cracking with the reading, Cecil. Here we go.
3rd of June 2003. Yes.
Today I did a radio phone-in on who would you least like to be in the Big Brother house with? It was rubbish. People were just ringing in saying,
"Oh, my brother's friend Albert. He hates everyone who isn't from Birmingham. He calls them shitheads."
It was a very uncouth phone call and a very uncouth conversational phone-in. Never do that again.
4th of June.
I went downtown today and slipped on a chip. As I was slipping, I grabbed an old man's elbow and he fell down, as I did obviously, clumped to the floor like a pile of Yorkshiremen in a big, sad, blobby old man pile-up. He got up and he started hitting me with his walking stick around the arms. I begged him not to hit the face, and he didn't. He only got me in the belly and arms. I barely felt it. I've got layers and layers of blubber. I had to run away because he was getting madder and hitting closer to my young man. And then he started shouting about ethnic people and how the country's in ruins. I thought, oh dear, it's a bit, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have touched him when I was falling down, but I thought he looked sturdy.
5th of June.
I went round today to see 2B. I thought, this is it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. And be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Sorry. Went round to see 2B. She came to the door. She didn't open it. She tentatively asked through the door, "Who was it?" And I said, "Crisp delivery." And she flung the door open wide. And then when she saw me, she seemed a bit scared. And she said, "Oh, hang on." And then she slammed the door shut. And I heard muffled voices from inside. Then she came back out. And I was getting madder and madder and more concerned. And I couldn't bear it any longer. And I came out and asked her if she had another man in there. She said, "No." Oh, thank God. If she'd said yes, I think my heart would not take it. My soul would be rent in twain. She said she had a mother staying over, and a mother's a nun, and she would think that, she would hate to think that her daughter was fraternising with male people. So, 2B has asked me to stay away for a few days until a nun mum leaves. I'm very sorry, I'm not going to be seen, but I understand the dilemma. Nuns can be very hardline when it comes to sexual things. But yes, I understand the dilemma, and I will do as she asks. For women, I think, appreciate that. I learnt that from an episode of The Golden Girls, that women appreciate if you do things for them that they ask. Don't like watching the Golden Girls with Cecil because he says it's like porn, sexy old women being leery. I sometimes hear it late at night, and then when I come back into the front room in the morning, there's discarded cheesecake boxes next to Dad's seat because I think he eats cheesecake when they eat cheesecake, which, if I remember right, it was all the time. All the time. It's not what happened, Pop. 6th of June. I had a jam with the band today, trying out a new sound where we had a kind of keyboard orchestra. Sounds nice. Like what I imagine 2B would be like if she was singing the theme tune to Chock-a-Block. You know, it's a bit 70s, a bit funky, but just beautiful.
7th of June.
Last night I dreamt of 2B. Not in a dirty way. We were carrying bags of beans. There may have been butter in those bags, don't know, I didn't look into them too closely. And then we're playing hopscotch with these bags of beans. No, the beans weren't in tins, they were just carrier bags full of baked beans with the tomato sauce sloshing around. And then I spilt my beans all over 2B and she got a bit, she liked it. And then it started to get a bit sexual, if I'm honest, it was a bit dirty. But then I woke up because I fell over playing hopscotch. I slipped on a 7 and saw the ground coming up to my face and it woke me up with a jolt.
6th of June. 8th of June. Apologies for that.
Nothing happened at all today. Not one thing. Not even a bowel movement. But there were bladder motions. About 8 or 9. In various shades of yellow. And on average, I missed the bowl 54% of the time. And two of the times my young man was shy, so I had to sit down like a lady. But that's what happens when it goes up into your body like a terrified turtle. I've been drinking mostly cola beverages all day, just because it's quite warm. I'm sweating and piddling.
9th of June.
Tony's out of hospital today and fighting fit. He was kept in so long because he got his head stuck in the railings outside the hospital. And they wouldn't get him out. They said he had to get out himself, but he couldn't. And then they had to get the firemen out and chop him out. He's living here now while he's going prick stick cold turkey. So we've hidden all the glue pens so we can't eat them. And then we're just going to be nice to him and pat him on the head when we see him not eating things that are prick sticks. Because he's addicted to the prick sticks. Right, and technically that would be 1 week's worth of diary readings, but that's only 7 minutes, so we're going to carry on for the next week. Maybe we'll do a 2 week diary podcast. Let us see, Cecil.
Previously on the Radio Thanks podcast, you just heard it, you don't need to have it again. 10th of June.
Tomorrow we have a heavy metal rock band coming to do an interview for the radio. I bet they know Twisted Sister.
11th of June.
Today we had a heavy metal rock band on the radio. They were called Severed Hand. Each of them had face paint on and they looked like different animals. But it wasn't like Kiss, not like black and white and a bit scary. They were like face painted like children get at a party. But they all had angry eyebrows, so the animals looked angry. One was a panda, an angry panda. One was a snake, but an angry snake. One was, I'm told, a moray eel, but it just looked like a lizard to me, to be honest. And then the lead singer had a chinchilla for a face, but because he had a beard, so it looked quite fluffy. I tried very hard not to laugh at them. And then when they were speaking, they used this stupid machine that makes the voices really low and really metal, because it makes them sound well hard. But Eugene spilt cola drink all over the machine, and when we could actually hear the proper vocals, they were from the West Country and a bit, ooh, madam, how do you do? Oh, utter shambles, utter shams, idiots.
12th of June.
I spent the day today whimpering for 2B, sitting at my window crying like a sad man in a film. If only it was raining, it would have been far more dramatic and romantic. I hoped she was doing the same for me. When will her nun mum leave?
13th of June.
Found Tony eating Pritt stick today. So we're using negative reinforcement. So I kicked him in the shin quite hard. And I will do that every time I see him eating Pritt stick. His leg bled a little bit and he got the monk on. And that was already went and sat in my bedroom and played chess with himself. And that's not a euphemism for masturbation.
14th of June.
I couldn't bear it any longer. I had to see my love, my 2B. I went round and started up the stairs. As I came to her floor, I was just about to go around the corner to her flat when I heard some moans. I put my head round the corner and saw what I thought was a giant, many-armed monster. Couldn't see very well because I'd walked up a set of stairs and my sight had gone a little bit. So I got my breath back, and when my sight came back to me, I realised it was two people kissing. I started to get an erection. Then I looked even closer and realised it was 2B kissing a man. And then they uncoupled the lips and mouth and tongues, and I realised it was Eugene Pank, the backstabbing son of a mother. I took in a sharp, deep breath and screamed, "No!" And then I burst into tears and ran away. They tried to follow me, but I was too quick for them, mostly because I fell down both flights of stairs and rolled down like some kind of big blubbery ball of weeping misery. I can't believe it. How can I ever trust anybody again? You were in.
Fifteenth of June. 16th of June. 17th of June. 18th of June. 19th of June. 20th of June. 21st of June. 22nd of June. 23rd of June. 24th of June.
I cried for a week, dear diary. I've only just sort of stopped. I was crying for 7 days straight. Bloody humanity. Bloody people making me trust them, and then going boom on my back. Oh dear. I still ate food, but I wept as I did. I had very soggy crisps. I bet her and Eugene got together when he walked her home from hospital. I bet he's living with her. I have, of course, sacked him from the radio work. We've hired a Mr. Swan and Shankroids to do Eugene's job. We call him Len for short. He absolutely hates it. He says, "My name is Swollen. Call me Swollen, thank you." But I'll call him Len. He's not going to do anything because his tongue's too big. He struggles breathing because his tongue's too big. So he can't run at you. Quite a slow man. Quite an old man. But, you know, whatever. He's got a wart on his finger. I keep telling him it looks like the toad from Will-O-The-Wisp. He quite likes that. Dad keeps saying that there's plenty more fish in the sea. I've thumped him. Said, "Don't even want to have sex with a fish. I'm not that way inclined, Cecil. I wanted it to be a woman." So Cecil's not speaking to me because I thumped him.
25th of June.
So, dear diary, even though every woman I've ever loved and known and talked to has shunned me, in some ways I still feel compelled to their lovely, if somewhat evil ways. I'm trying not to give up hope for the future. I'm trying to be positive, like Roland Rat always told me to be, because, you know, he's an international superstar, and I feel that if I embody the virtues and morals of an international superstar such as Roland Ratt, then I may be compelled to be a bit more enigmatic to people. I don't know. I have walked around saying Rat fans all day, but so far nothing's happened. I thought about getting Cecil to pretend to be Ann Diamond, because she was always on the ITV morning programme, can't remember what it's called, TVAM. I think Roland Ratt was on that one too. But Cecil says he won't be Ann Diamond because she's too sexual. Just too sexual.
26th of June.
I thought of 2B, burped, then drank more Fun Factory Cola. That's been my day so far, but I've done that for about 14 hours today. I got through about 3 cases of Fun Factory Cola. By the night time, my piddle was black. Well, Fun Factory Cola flavoured. Which, is it black or is it brown? Either way, it was unpleasant to look at and smell.
27th of June.
Cecil, Tony and I are going to a singles night out type thing. I'm going to wear my t-shirt that says, I'm round, I'm single, and I am so very ready to eat some Pringles. Cecil's wearing his mock leather trousers and his John Virgo busy waistcoat with an undershirt on, obviously, which is then topped off with a bright red jacket. Just like a buttonings man, he says he wants to entertain some ladies. 8:39 in the evening time of the same day, the 27th of June. Here we go. 22:37, which is 37 minutes past 10 if you can't do the 24-hour clock, of the 27th of June, 2003. Oh, God. Firstly, I've lost Cecil. Obviously, I'm back at home now. Secondly, it was a gay singles night. I've never been so scared in all my life. When we got in, I thought that the ladies must be in another room, so all the men were just gathered in one big room, and I thought they'd parade the ladies out later, maybe auction them off. We got some drinks, and then we got talking to this chap who asked me if I'd ever had a threesome, and I said, oof, no, I'd love that, imagine it though. Oof, all that to go at. I didn't realise he was offering. I thought we were just being bawdy lads till the ladies got there. Oof. If only I hadn't worn that t-shirt, because on the back it says, I'm ready to mingle. I think I was wearing it backwards because there was an arrow pointing down, which in hindsight, I mean, it's pointing to my bottom. After about 10 minutes, I felt the need to wee-wee, so off to the toilets I went. I won't describe what I saw. Needless to say that if, for every reason, I need to get rid of having an erection, then I've got a mental image of something that will make my young man become like a timid turtle again. I say timid turtle, I of course mean timid tortoise. Or if a maggot could live in a shell, it would be like that. Oh, someone's just come home. Oh, it's Tony, he's laughing like an absolute idiot. Apparently he just saw the funny side of it and didn't see a problem with it. I explained my fear and wondered why he didn't share my fear. And he said he wasn't bothered, it didn't really matter. It's not a problem, don't worry about it, pal, he said. He couldn't talk for laughing. He did say that he saw Cecil talking to 4 chaps. Lordy. 28th of June. Dad was up when I got home. He was in the front room just sitting with a 1,000-mile stare on his face. I tried talking to him, but I got no reply. Don't know what's wrong with him. 29th of June. I called the doctor today about Cecil with his 1,000-yard stare, and he said that Cecil's probably gone catatonic. He must have done something really horrific. Tony's finding the whole thing hilarious, but we've carried Dad to bed and we're just hoping he doesn't piss himself. 30th of June. Tony and I tried to snap Cecil out to being catatonic by singing the theme tune to the Golden Girls at him. Then you can be in the rain and the dark, I said. That is true. It was power and a confidant. etc. It worked. Though I'm not sure we got all the words right. Dad woke up shouting something about a rose. We then ask him why he's gone catatonic, in case he has a relapse. And that's all she wrote.
Yes, that's a whole month in 20 minutes. Oh dear.
Well, can't be helped, Tessa.
What have we gone high pitched for?
Sorry, don't get excited. But does mean we can put out some more Radio Facts series. Not sure which one, episode 6 maybe. Don't know, so enjoy that if that's out and existing in your place. You can listen to it with your ears. Listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, sing everything you see.
I can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow too, yes.
Thank you for listening. Bang, bang.